Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for a location near you. The six-pack. It's the six-pack of coaches, execs, or players that may not be part of the Baltimore Orioles come June 1st. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I don't think this is going to happen because the Orioles are the most deliberate organization in all of baseball. But I have Brandon Hyde at number six. Like, it could take this thing going completely sideways. And, of course, he will take the fall for that. But I put it at six.
I kind of did it from least impactful to most impactful.
I did it from most likely to least likely.
And this one really hurts. But if they were willing to move the wall twice.
Oh, God.
What if they fire the Oriole bird? What if they fire the Oriole bird? I mean, what if they just blame? No, I'm just kidding. I thought about putting them on here, but couldn't you see him do it? They moved the park twice.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say move the wall.
What if Mike Elias has a calculator? That's what they really should have. They should have their mascot should be a calculator. Because an algorithm, it's hard to really have an algorithm outfit.
I do like the bird.
But you could dress up like a cat. I love the bird.
Bird's
but all
that
matters
forever.
Is what do the Wizards and the Warlocks think of the bird? Yeah. They might not think the bird is a value-driven enough mascot. Mm.
So who
my real six is Cino Perez.
Yeah, I got him much higher.
I got him low because it's everybody, like that because it's over, and he's a middling reliever.
Yeah.
Oriole for life.
Yeah.
Cino or the Oriole bird?
Yeah.
Well, both.
I hope the Oriole bird outlasts Mike Elias.
Wow.
I think the Oriole bird's going to outlast all of them.
That'd be awesome. I hope he's here to perpetuity.
I don't think there's any chance the Oriole bird is going anywhere, Jason.
You don't think there's any chance that somebody is like, oh, we can get a better mascot?
No,
they
no.
changed the stadium twice.
I hear you. The bird's here to stay.
Dude, the bird's been around since when?
Literally the
79?
The Oriole is a bird.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
People axe their mascots.
The bird's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
Hey, you think every mascot's got a job for life?
I didn't say every mascot. The Orioles are a bird. The mascot is a bird. He's not going anywhere.
The Ravens
you know who
get
I
rid
used
of
to
Anchor
love?
And Allen for a while.
I love Yippee with the Expos. Yippee got a pink slip.
Yeah, well,
when they
moved.
Shut the Expos down, Yippee was out of work.
To Jason, the Ravens did get rid of Edgar and
there
Allen
you
for
go.
A while.
At times are tough.
Well, but that was kind of a smart readjustment. They didn't need three mascots.
We could be heading into an economic downturn, a real recession, or the bird just shows up one game a series. They don't want to pay the bird anymore.
That was the Ravens' version of the wall.
Hey, I'm hearing they might not want to pay some of their former players what they used to pay them.
Course corrected.
Hey,
If did they don't bring back Edgar and Allen, I think
they
back
did. When
now.
Remember when Poe? I think Poe tore his ACL. So they brought him. They brought him back for
one.
But
they were paying him by the hour. Yeah. It wasn't the same gig.
It's guys in a suit. Like it's not like they really brought back the former guys.
Well, but I'd like to. I like to think they did. I like to think they brought the whole thing back.
Anyway, we're on five.
What are we doing again?
Five.
Five is Jorge Mateo.
I got that much higher too.
Well, because we
we did different
low impact.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the exercise was the six people that could be gone.
Guys,
I went from
barely played baseball since when did he get hurt last year? June.
He should be playing no baseball, but that's just me. My five is Cody Ashy or Ash or whatever the hell.
Oh, you got a hitting coach fired already?
Well, because
didn't they just bring in new hitting coaches?
No, he was promoted by the same slop we saw a year ago. Nothing's changing.
I'm going to lump him in at number two.
That was the Steinbrenner way of doing things. Steinbrenner fired more hitting coaches back in the day than you could shake a stick.
Well, they just did it. Remember when they brought Sean Casey in for a hot minute?
Yeah.
When they weren't savages in a box anymore before they had illegal torpedo bats?
Yeah.
And then they got rid of Casey after the year.
Well, the torpedo bats are very legal, by the way, and they stopped hitting. So, alas, Cody Ash is my five.
Cody Ash?
Number four.
Four is Uncle Charlie. Charlie Morton.
He's much higher for me.
I don't think he's going to be gone by June 1st, but he should. That's why I have him at four.
It's too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we took the assignment differently.
I mean, maybe I should have put this guy at five and put Mateo at four, but I put Ramon Laureano at four. Like, how come on. Like, eventually, aren't they going to get bored with this and their boy Dylan Carlson, they'll try to resurrect his career? Like, the guy can't, he's got a big arm if he catches the ball, and that's about it. That's what he offers you as a baseball player.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I'm judging this how Ken went about it, but that being said, I will give you the first half because those are very likely guys to
the
go.
Bird?
No, it wasn't.
Bird was
the
others receiving votes. Okay. My real six was Cino Perez.
No,
but that's boring.
Like I said, the bird's outliving all of us. Yes.
I hope.
He will.
You act like there's no certainties warehouse.
Hey. He's been around for over 40
years. Ben, can I ask you?
You never even heard of Yippee. Yippee was a big part of my youth.
The Expos moved.
They became the Nats. They did. Well, they didn't just move. I mean, they moved to another country.
Yeah, they're not the Expos anymore. There's no need for Yippee.
San Diego Chicken. Do they still even really call him the San Diego Chicken? They just call him the famous chicken.
Do the Houston Oilers have a mascot? He's probably gone.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Hey, Ben, just I wanted, because Ben is the brain
the mascot
of this operation.
Aficionado.
Yeah, just clarify for me, what is the Oriole? It's a bird, right?
It's a bird. Yeah.
What is a bobblehead? It's a doll.
No,
that didn't get me very far.
That's not true. Yeah, by the way, the Orioles keep advertising this Rubenstein bobblehead. They never refer to it as a doll, just a bobblehead.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they never refer to it. Ben, we're doing the six pack of the guys that could be gone. Thank you, though, for
that. It's a bad
move.
It's a bad move.
Let's continue.
Get a contract done before we're like idolizing people.
Number three.
Three is where I have Heston Kjerstad. He's here for prodigious left-handed power. I don't even know that they care that much about the opposite field singles. Like
they don't care about him. That's for damn sure.
They really don't care about him. He's only here now because Kowser got hurt. If they're going to keep playing him in the outfield, that's a problem. They drafted a DH second overall. I didn't do it. They did it. There's no conviction behind this kid whatsoever. He's kind of getting Stowers. Don't look now. Kyle Stowers,
he's
looking
playing
like a pretty good League Baseball player.
Yeah, he's
with
playing.
With nothing around him in that Marlins lineup. Norby's not even back yet.
Nope. My three was your four, Ramon Laureano. Like, this is a joke. You could have gotten more bang for your buck flushing $5 million down the toilet than you are from Ramon Laureano at the moment. So he's my three.
Number two.
This year's Tony Kemp.
Yeah. Yes. Two is Jorge Mateo. And as I told you last week when we did the six pack, I'm done with Jorge Mateo. This might be a personal thing for me.
Oh.
I don't think he's a high IQ baseball player. And maybe it's because they've screwed him up and he's gotten hurt. But I'm done.
Well, they won't just let him be what he is. If they built the team that they said they built, he would be coming in to pinch run and playing shortstop one day a week.
Just to clarify, you're saying you don't like him personally?
No, I like him personally.
Oh, okay. That would be trippy.
Trippy doesn't like him personally.
No, I just am personally done with Jorge Mateo.
Okay, all right.
I don't think he's significant enough to be this high because the guy's barely played baseball here
again,
for a calendar year. I'm talking to Bone, not you.
We took the assignment differently.
I'm
working on the bone.
I don't know if you can.
Working on the bone.
Two is the Brandon Hyde Cody Ashy combo.
Oh, man,
hey, Hyde, you're out of here and take the hitting coach we foisted upon you with you.
He was promoted by
Wear that one. Wear that
one. Number one.
He added Cody Ashe.
I did. Last second.
Subtracted the bird, added Cody Ashe. Yeah. One is Charlie Morton. I mean, this was the guy they signed when Corbin Burns didn't take their fake offer.
Yes.
And they sold him as a legitimate, like, number three starter. And, oh, look how durable he is. And look, we're losing all these innings from Corbin Burns. So Grayson's going to be our ace. Yeah, right. And this guy's going to come in and eat 180 innings. Dude, he might be the worst starting pitcher in baseball right now.
His curveball,
his moneymaker is toast. They're slugging 900 against it, and he hasn't even faced a real lineup yet. He hasn't faced a lineup that goes five deep yet. Dude, you can't, after Kimbrel, you can't try to jam this down people's throats. Like, three, four more of these. Gotta go.
My one is Cino Perez. He sucked last year, too. He seems like a nice guy. I love seeing him catch the ball in the bullpen with his hat. He stinks. His ERA is 14.
So my six is year one, and year one is my six.
Yeah. Correct.
We That's took the, a big that W before? For the Ginger Gorilla.
You got it wrong.
We took the
What's
assignment.
What's a more significant wrong? Departure that's before
that wasn't
June
the
1st.
Assignment. That
Charlie Morton. Well, that's the inferred assignment.
No, it's, and you can't. Also, and that's also assuming. Jason, you know what happens when you assume?
Well, I lose even though it was my list.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that he's gone June 1st.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Because they're going to play games. They'll put him on the IL. When's Grayson coming back? When's Eflin coming back?
There's 15 million reasons to not get
15 million reasons.
Brandon Young, Chase McDermott, did Contreras end up back
McDermott
in Norfolk?
When's McDermott going to be back?
I'd rather watch Chase McDermott pitch with his other arm than watch Charlie Morton.
This is a choice here. Morton.
Chase McDermott throwing lefty.
Hold on. Morton or Trevor Rogers?
Oh, yeah, he could be back soon.
Give me Trevor Rogers. Wow. Because I got a fun
ben
with that. Because they fixed it. Because they were going to fix him. Because they knew they traded two potential everyday major leaguers for that carcass.
And
that they were going to revive the following offseason.
And same thing with Rogers. When is he going to be back?
Yeah.
They just don't have
It's coming
him.
Soon. Hey,
this guy is on a heater. He went from Eloy Jimenez to Charlie Morton. This man.
And remember, Craig Kimbrel was there, too.
This is something.
Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Are we lunatics or is this really bad? Your thoughts on the Baltimore Orioles. 410-583-1057.
Save the bird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Orioles are 6-10. They lost last night 6-3. They cannot hit left-handed pitching. Their closer can't go back-to-back days. They've only had one save opportunity.
If the Ravens went 6-10, they'd be calling for Harb's head.
They would.
Extension or not.
Well, but they play only 6-17.
They play
17.
A lot more baseball games.
So is it just early?
The misery's only begun.
Yeah, or is there sign for trouble? 410-583-1057. Let's get things started with Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Are you calling from Baltimore or Thailand or where are you?
Yeah, I'm actually back in Baltimore.
Okay.
You know, so
it's worst places you could be. Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I think it's too early though. You know, I still got faith and hope, you know, like it hasn't even warmed up yet, man. Like just give it some time.
Wait till Charlie Morton's arm warms up.
Hey, listen, if we get the 2011 Charlie Morton, man, you know.
You know that was 15 years ago.
Hey, you're really right.
Sean, I was in high school.
Yeah.
Man, man. But like I said, like we got Brad is supposed to come back later on the season.
Yeah.
We got Gibson, man. Kyle Gibson.
Jim Palmer's coming back.
Getting younger.
Tyler Wells. Like,
what,
man?
Wells is behind Bradish.
Grayson. What about Grayson, too? They're going to get Grayson back eventually. So. Yeah.
I think Tyler Wells is going to need an arm transplant by the time they're done with him. That poor guy.
Yeah. You know, and plus the whole division is not really playing that well.
No,
so.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody else stinks. Yeah.
Now, listen, next time this month, if we 10 games, out of first place, then, it might be cause of concern. You know, it might time to press the panic button. But give it some time.
All right. Faith. Thanks for the call, buddy. 410-583-1057. Very optimistic from Rashawn. What about Greg in Harford County? Greg, you're on the Fan.
Well, you asked two questions. The first one, are you guys crazy? Absolutely.
Yes.
The second one, is this team going down the tubes? I'm starting to see shades of the Buck Showalter team, which started to go south in 2017, I think.
Yeah,
that was an ugly finish.
That was a September from hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to see signs of that, but like the previous caller said, I do want to see warm weather. I do want to see another month or two before I hit the panic button.
Now, Greg, I appreciate the optimism. Jason, to his point and to Rashawn's point, you and I, Bone can't speak to this because he's not old, but we are in our early 50s, and when the weather warms up, maybe it loosens up the muscles a little bit. Maybe Charlie Morton's able to find that curveball once the weather's nice and warm.
Didn't he pitch in a dome in absolute perfect conditions against Toronto? And that
was
the first time he faced
them. That's Toronto.
Stop. And that's the first time he faced them.
Yeah.
So he would have had some inherent advantages there. And couldn't they were sitting on the curveball and they were hitting it to Timbuktu.
I'm trying.
I'm just
Bone, you feeling, you picking up what I'm putting down?
Do you think Elias built a warm weather team?
Yes.
The warm weather Frankenstein?
Yes.
That's what you're telling me?
Yes, the warm weather
team. Warm weather Frankenstein?
Wait till Ramon and Tyler O'Neill start running around in the warm weather.
Yeah, I think it is what it is.
JT's in Parkville. JT, you're on the Fan.
Hey, fellas.
Hey there.
Just before I start, Jason, the Oriole bird's going to outlive everybody.
That's what I said.
Please don't mess with him.
Wait. They go all the way back to the 1890s when Willie Keeler and the original Orioles won 3 NL pennants and a world championship before they left to become the evil empire. Now, as far as this current group, I'm old enough to remember I called 3 guys before the season started and said they're going to be looking up at the bottom of the division. Because it's not just the pitching. 0-13 with runners in scoring position. When someone hits a 3-run home run, everybody quips, Earl Weaver special.
Yeah.
But no, Earl Weaver's teams could get an RBI single, an RBI double, maybe even score 2 on a triple.
Sure.
And then later in the game, 2 people might hit a 3-run shot. They're not hitting either.
And they were fundamentally sound. Guys had positions. They were masters of those positions. They knew how to run the bases. They knew how to throw to the cutoff man. This is the opposite of the Oriole way we were raised on. It's the complete opposite.
I know. The Oriole way. Jason, Ken, I'm the same. My birthday was Saturday.
Happy birthday.
My birthday was Monday.
Well, yeah. You're 2 years, 2 days younger than me.
Okay.
So,
well, I hope I get there, and I hope when I get there, the Oriole bird's still kicking.
He'll be here.
Question, were you listening when Jason had his age wrong?
Yeah, JT.
He will. Thanks
for the call.
I mean, I don't mean the Oriole as the mascot. I mean this Oriole bird. Like,
dude,
don't get.
Anywhere.
But no, listen, hear me out. Because they moved the wall twice. What if they try to give him a mohawk? What if they try to give him a different costume? No. What if they change his look? No. I'm saying leave that mascot. Don't let Elias anywhere near wherever they keep that mascot suit.
I don't think so either. Because it's not going to... The mascot, the wall...
I think he's looking for diversionary... he's looking for diversionary tactics right now.
Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey there.
Great question for the audience, of course. Great show. Lunatic is, I guess, a multi-directional thing because with all the great information that you guys provide and the other shows within your group, you know, it's enough to know what's probably a good move and what's not a good move. And Jason said it to almost nauseam. Yeah. I mean, you've presented so many different options, you and Ken and Tim. And to not see really any of that happen, it will certainly turn you into a lunatic. Absolutely. I mean, moving the wall multiple times. I mean, we're doing everything but getting the right players, basically.
Right. We're doing everything but maximizing the peak 3 to 5 years you have of Gunnar Henderson before he leaves. Which is the reality. I don't make the rules. I just speak the truth. That's how it was built. That's what they had. And we're pissing around with Eloy Jimenez and Austin Slater and Charlie Morton and Sagano. And
the
stop
general,
it.
Craig Kimbrough.
Stop it.
The general.
Stop. Stop. Please. Just make it stop. Just give me real ball players.
Thank you for the call, Kevin.
O'Neal in right field every night.
Yeah.
Being down his leg. It's great. I love it.
Coming up next.
Throw to the wrong base and then throw to the wrong baseline. He's got it covered. When you need to throw to the third baseline, throw it halfway, three quarters of the way up the first baseline. When you need to throw to second, throw it to third. When you need to hit the cutoff man,
he threw a guy out of second.
Yeah, he did, finally. When you need to hit the cutoff man, sail it 50 feet over his head so you can show off your biceps.
Well, he's got the 120s now in the gym. Like he's
let him do whatever he wants. He's Paul Bunyan.
Hey, coming up next,
all
the young dudes, and will
play him at center.
Will a young dude get extended? We heard Mike Elias yesterday talk about extensions. You'll hear what he had to say next here on the Fan. Well, liftoff has not gone as we hoped, and the Orioles have yet to sign any player to an extension. I think since 2019, Jacob Kovenmeyer tweeted out that the only team that has not signed a player to a 4-year extension.
Yes, professional baseball. Of course, they're the only one.
Yes.
Who else would run a baseball team that way?
Well, let's hear what Mike Elias has to say about extensions.
But, I mean, look, I'm aware of what's going on, and I'm aware of the conversation around us. I guess I'll be a little more revelatory than I have been, and this is something that we're working on. You know, there's guys on this team that we would like to have on this team longer than they're currently slated for. It's not a point-and-shoot thing. It's case by case. There's different players, different skill levels, different representatives, different philosophies around how to handle players at different age levels, and we've got some really good ones. And on top of that, we've had a very recent ownership change after kind of a protracted thing during a rebuild. And you know, these guys are great, but they're relatively new. So there's only so much I can say about it, other than you know, it's something that we want to do if it makes sense, that we are working on. And if it happens, we'll be out here talking about it. But it's certainly not something that I can or want to force unilaterally. So we'll continue to work on it. In the meantime, the players, I think they love being on this team together. And the way that we let them be themselves and play and surround them with good players and good resources. And I hope we have a great season, but you know, we'll work on the business of the team behind the scenes the best I can, and you know, hopefully we have something at some point that makes sense.
In response to that, Ken Rosenthal, friend of the show from The Athletic, approached Cedric Mullins' agent about that, and Cedric Mullins' agent said that they've never even talked to him about any sort of contract extension. So, again, they have not signed anyone to extension. They're the only team that has not signed anyone to a 4-year deal. He's being more revelatory, though. And
is he really? What was the revelation there?
That they're trying.
But he said that before.
Yeah, he's interested.
I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
It's complete pablum.
Yes.
they have different agents. Yeah, it's you're supposed to build relationships. It's a human being business. No calculator is going to tell you how to do an extension, and neither is your boy Sig. You either have it or you don't. You either understand the market or you don't. You're either a deal maker and a closer or you're not. You either really care about this stuff or you don't. You just think you can keep drafting their replacements via the draft or international signings or whatever. They don't value talent monetarily the way other teams do, which is why they don't get anything done. And the guys they do sign usually suck because they thought it was value. And they don't know how to do it at the major league level. They just don't. Show me the success stories.
The frustration just continues to mount because we continue to see other teams and in market sizes similar to Baltimore extend some of their homegrown talent when we haven't seen anything. And I think this was always in the fan base's back of their mind where it's like, oh man, they're just a farm system for the Yankees and Gunner and all of these guys are going to leave. But the reality is the closer they get to free agency, the less likely they are sign, the more the contract is going to be.
It's always
that's
more.
Why you have to be proactive with these type of things. Gunnar Henderson set to hit arbitration for the first time next year. Adley will be in a second arbitration. Like, these conversations needed to happen early on.
Oh, they're having conversations, Tim.
Well,
he said they're conversing. Scott Boras,
no signatures.
Here's the interesting thing, and Jason, maybe you'll disagree with me on this, but Scott Boras loves playing these guys. So
yes.
if somebody approached Scott Boras and asked if the Orioles are talking about extensions, I think he'd be happy to say yes, we're having discussions.
Sure.
We have constant dialogue with the Baltimore Orioles. That would be how I'd expect Scott Boras to answer that question.
I mean, you can extend guys and then trade them. I mean, it's not even like his I just keep going back to the ridiculousness of this billionaire standing in Davos, Switzerland, telling us about his baseball team and how smart his GM is. Like, win the press conference. It's a 7-year deal. Well, if most of these contracts, especially if you're prudent about when you trade the guy, are still tradable, or you eat a little bit to save a lot, and in the meantime, you've actually won a game that matters, which would mean not a regular season game, but a couple of playoff games. Like,
I'm just,
and even the way he couches it, like, well, we're aware of, like, you know, like, we hear you idiots complaining about not having your player sign. Like, we're aware that the natives are a little restless, but let me preach to you and talk down to you about why this hasn't happened yet. And these owners have been here for a long time. This dude came in wanting to spend money. This guy sucked it out of him. This guy convinced him, no. Instead of tapping into that enthusiasm and using it to really give the team a shot in the arm, he's got him sounding like he's been manipulated by the calculator gods. He's talking value. He's talking 7-year contracts. He's talking eyes always 3, 4, 5 years down the road. He's mimicking what he's been brainwashed to believe.
One of the other things that came out of yesterday's press conference was the lineup and who puts together the lineup. Beltway Ben, can we hear Mike Elias on the lineups?
I am not involved with lineups. Our front office produces information that helps Brandon and the advanced team that works with Brandon to choose the lineups on a nicely basis. But our philosophy is that the guys in the clubhouse should be deciding that, and they're the ones that are the closest to the information that have the feel for the players on a night-to-night basis. Statistical information that we provide and making those decisions was not something that we do. That said, I'm in total support, and what I've seen from the lineups that we've had makes sense to me. We've got a roster that has a lot of diversity on it, a lot of right-handed players, a lot of left-handed players, a lot of players with some positional flexibility, and we're going to need that, and we're going to need to keep that warm throughout the season.
So I could be dead wrong on this, but to use a Jason word, I found that to be a lot of pablum as well, because I think their computer spits out the lineup and they give it to Brandon and then he just goes with what the computer spits out. And you can tell me I'm wrong, but like That's what I think happens.
I remember when Evie was on a podcast and we played some of that sound, and I remember they were talking about having these lineups done days in advance. I got to go back and find that clip. But to say that there's no influence at all,
he's got no problems with the lineup, because if he saw something in the lineup that he thought, as soon as Hyder scribbles it up on the whiteboard or runs it by him that he didn't like, it would be addressed immediately.
Yeah.
And Brandon Hyde knows who hired him.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the NFL where, you know, head coaches have all the jam and sometimes the GM's a glorified cap guy. This is Mike Elias' show. It's the Elias way. And if he didn't want Jorge Mateo in center field in Kauffman Stadium, he wouldn't have been in center field in Kauffman Stadium. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. And he's basically confirming it because he's saying, yeah, I don't know. I get the lineups. Yeah, of course you get the lineups. He's the skipper's giving you what you want. He understands the assignment.
Yeah. Bone, you buying what he's selling?
No, I think, does Brandon Hyde have some input? I'm sure he's got some input, but I think a lot of this is done in advance, and I'm going to find that clip from, what, a year or two ago. I remember playing it over the summer. A lot of this is the supercomputer. A lot of this is the Warlocks and the Wizards and Magic and all of that.
Maybe you could go in there, because you've had to recalibrate the Bone Simulator a time or two.
Yes.
Maybe you could go in there and like crank some of their widgets and tighten some stuff up.
I don't think I'll be able to get
I think you need to. I think that supercomputer, it needs some fixing.
How am I going to break into the warehouse?
Yeah.
Well, I think you just, don't. Who said break in?
Yeah, you just have to get your
computer. Just say, hey, look, I don't know if you guys are familiar with my work with the Bone Simulator. And you send them your resume and you send them some clips about how your prognostications from the Bone Simulator have been on point. And maybe they'll be like, yeah, we do need help.
Yeah. Coming up next, more Bone. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
I was looking up the numbers this morning. Orioles leadoff hitters, where they rank in baseball. It is really bad. And Jordan Westberg, he was leading off last night. Something seems a little up with him as well. How banged up is he? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Gentlemen, the Orioles, they have a lot of problems going on. But right now we're focusing on the leadoff spot. Where do the Orioles lead off batters? And remember, this isn't all Gunnar Henderson, because he started the year on the IL. Colton Cowser has led off four times. Jordan Westberg has led off three times. Cedric Mullins once, Gunnar Henderson the other eight. Yeah, mush it all together. The numbers that they spit out: 27th in average, 26th in on-base percentage, 26th in OPS, and this is arguably the worst part. They're 27th in strikeouts. So not even putting the ball in play out of the leadoff position. And someone that I'm really concerned with is Jordan Westberg, who led off last night, where he has just not looked right. And we know that he's had some off days. He's off today with the razor in the lineup. He's had this upper body injury, and there hasn't been a lot said. And one of the best qualities of Jordan Westberg last year was his ability to come through in the clutch. You can't say that at all this year, where runners in scoring position, 539 OPS, but the numbers get even worse. Late in close situations, he's 0 for 5. Tie game situations, he's 1 for 11. He's come up small a lot, and he got squeezed on Sunday a couple times, and that's why Brandon Hyde ended up getting tossed. But bringing up a name that we've brought
up. Maybe he was just sick of watching this product like everybody else.
Bringing up a name that we've brought up several times now as a leadoff possibility. Who has the best OPS against left-handed pitching for the Orioles in this young season, Jason?
I guess it's the guy who has the only home run for the Baltimore Orioles this season against left-handed pitching. That would be Cedric Mullins.
Cedric Mullins.
My guy. Left side said.
Cedric Mullins.
A lot of people were trying to run him off this roster about a year ago.
Yeah, when he sucked,
1,300 OPS against left-handed pitching. He's batting .333. Compared to .293 against right-handed pitching, .994 OPS against right-handed pitching. Banging my head into a wall saying this. I'd like to see Cedric Mullins in the leadoff spot. He's not.
I was talking about it in February, but it, you know.
Assistant GM Evie Rosenbaum. She was on the On the Verge podcast going back to 2023. And this was what I was referencing prior to the break. Couple of clips on this podcast. And the first one saying that Hyde does have the final say on the lineup and who he consults with.
Ultimately, Hyde has the final say. I know the night before the game and then the morning of the game, he meets with our advanced scouting staff. He calls them the Wizards. You know, he says, hey, let's get the Wizards in here so we can talk about our lineup for the next day. And they go through, you know, how the various players stack up against the opposing starting pitcher, how our various players stack up against the opposing bullpen. You know, how many righties does that bullpen have? How many lefties does that bullpen have? Are their relievers rested? Who's their closer? We use that to think about pinch hit situations late in the game, which then can inform where people start. They spend a lot of time discussing that.
Then she goes on to say the process of gathering the info to make those decisions.
If the advanced scouts are the Wizards, then SIG's team up here, the analytics team, they're like magicians. They have a ton of data and a ton of reports that they're producing, and they make it in these nice, really pretty PDFs and online apps and everything that they blast out to our coaching staff so our coaching staff can go through and use all this. You know, literally it's like magical data information to inform their decisions. Our coaching staff, they're talking with Trey Weedman, who's our head strength and conditioning coach for our major league team, talking about these guys' endurance, how they're doing in the gym, whose workload is maybe too high and is in need of a rest day, whose workload is maybe, you know, a little bit too low. And so they should definitely keep playing, who's just right. And we're looking at that days in advance to try and figure out, hey, when's a good time to maybe rest somewhere?
Look at my memory. Days in advance.
You are
right
steel
there.
Trap.
Nothing said about the eye test. Nothing said about players on hot streaks heading in. Or
a lot
of
checks and balances on those lineups. Not on free agent signings or extensions or bringing in someone who's actually been a successful major league GM to help these guys out. Maybe their process is a little flawed. Maybe the Wizards and Warlocks, what do they have, magic wands? Maybe their wands are broken. Maybe they need special new potions. Maybe they need to throw something different in their cauldron. I don't know.
But that tells you that there's so many people involved with the lineup decision. Yeah. This is not just the skipper. She's saying the magicians and the wizards and all.
Days in advance.
I see another potential flaw there. See, the strength and conditioning guy, he's just going to be mesmerized by Paul Bunyan jacking up all those 175-pound dumbbells, right? So that you're stuck with O'Neal in right field forever because that guy's going to be like, dude, if you saw what he did, if you saw him bench press,
he's a specimen.
At 1:30 this afternoon, you'd be batting him clean up. He'd be your cleanup hitter for life. And yeah, right field, of course he can handle right field.
Yeah,
that's how he's got the cannon, man.
Right? No. Is he going to hit the first baseman? I don't know. I think tonight he uncorks one in a dugout.
He did have a double play last night.
He did.
Rocchio.
He threw it on Rocchio. Hey.
You know why he got an outfield assist?
Because
Rocchio was impersonating
base.
O'Neal running the bases. That's why.
He also
Rocchio was doing
base.
It O'Neal.
He threw it almost 90 miles per hour, Jason.
Right to the bag, Jason.
Hey, maybe he could replace Charlie Morton in the rotation. That's how you get your money out of O'Neal.
Yeah.
Two-way player. If anybody other than him is throwing mop-up innings in the 9th or the 10th, we got a problem.
You mean down like 9?
Yeah.
Well, you're not in the 10th inning down 9. So,
right.
Yeah.
In the 9th or the 8th.
I guess it's possible.
It is. Hey.
Not likely.
You want it? Really? You want to say it's impossible?
It's
Let
not
him
likely.
Let him put Morton in the bullpen.
Yeah, well. Yeah. They're coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. And Eric DaCosta, interesting comments on the draft as far as tight ends and the future of the tight end room. Will it include Mark Andrews? We'll hear what EDC had to say yesterday next here on The Fan.